A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Be'ah Chaf Beis, Be'ah 22a, pagination page 43, about a third of the way down on the page, the first words on the line are Stira Bekelim, and then we begin with the topic of extinguishing a fire on Yom Tif. The Gemara tells us, Ula Ikla Levei Rav Yehuda, Ula came to the house of Rav Yehuda. Kom Shamei, his servant got up, Zokav lo l'shrago, and he adjusted, he straightened out the lantern so that the fuel should be more distant from the wick and it should go out. Esve Rav Yehuda l'ula, Rav Yehuda asked Ula, I don't understand, how could your servant do that? Hanosin Shemen b'ner, a person who puts fuel into a light. Chayev Mishum Mavir, that's considered Mavir, even though the wick is burning with oil, but since you added oil, so at some point, that new oil is going to cause more burning. So on Shabbos, that would be considered an act of Havara. V'amistapik mimenu, and a person who takes from the oil that's already in that receptacle, designated, allocated to this fire, chayiv mishum mechabe, that's considered extinguishing another one of the lamites malachas. Omalei, and he answered, lavadatoi, the servant did not do it with my consent, I didn't notice that he was doing it, and don't learn from the servant's behavior to what I hold you're allowed or not allowed to do on Yom Tif. So let's see what happened here. The servant adjusted the lantern. The wording is zokafla. He straightened it out. Presumably it was on a tilt to cause the oil to gravitate towards the wick. Probably wasn't so much oil left. And if it's on a slant, then it leans towards the wick and it continues to burn. The servant creatively simply straightened it out. And by straightening it out, he's going to cause it to go out. Now, there's a bit of a machlokas here. The Tosfos and the Rush. What exactly the problem here is? Is he truly removing the oil? Or is he leaning it away so that it causes the wick to burn less strongly? In halacha, both are brought as cases of mechaba. In fact, the Rama mentions that a person can't even take away fuel from one fire in order to put it by a different fire, tafkuf yudalid beis, because at the time that you're removing it from one fire, that's extinguishing, even though you end up putting it by a different fire. There is a different suggestion brought if you want to extinguish a fire. The Rama mentions, although there is dissenting opinion on this, but the Rama mentions you could add a wick to the fire and therefore burn it up that much faster. The Mishneh Berurah mentions it's not so clear that it's an ideal solution. But just to appreciate what your options might be, that's one approach, not to extinguish, but rather to do it all through havara, through burning. The objection that was made to the behavior of this servant was brought from the laws of Shabbos. If you add fuel to the receptacle, so that's mavir, that's burning a fire, and taking away fuel from the receptacle is mechaba, is extinguishing. Rashi points out, v'kibui b'yamtif lo ishtari. The key principle over here to appreciate the Gemara is that havara, burning, is permitted on yamtif because that's standard in order to do cooking. And that's permitted. Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh hu levado ye'asa lechem. Burning is something that's permitted because that's how you do cooking. Extinguishing, on the other hand, is not the conventional need in order to do cooking, although we can discuss separately what would be if the fire needs to be lowered for the benefit of the cooking, in which case the extinguishing is for the benefit of the cooking. But under normal circumstances, extinguishing is not normally associated with the cooking process, and therefore to put out a flame for some other reason other than cooking is not permitted on Yom Tov. And therefore, from explaining what the law is on Shabbos, and with the knowledge that mechabe extinguishing is forbidden on Yom Tov in most cases, he was able to prove that the servant was not supposed to have done what he did by adjusting the lamp and diminishing the accessibility of the oil to be burnt. Let's skip a line and we'll get a greater picture of how far this concept of extinguishing goes. Bo mine abba bar maser me abaye. Are you allowed to put out a flame in order to have tashmish intimacy, husband and wife? It's based on the law that you're not allowed to have intimacy in a room when there's a candle burning. Amalo, so he told him, you should go to a different room. What happens if he doesn't have another room? So he answered, Efshe lasas lo mechitza. You'd be able to make some sort of separation in the room in order to be able to have tashmish. We would have to discuss what kind of mechitza he's allowed to build. Ein lo lasas mechitza mai, if he can't. Efshe lechapos alav es hakli. There's some way that he could cover the lamp, presumably without putting it out, but covering it so that the light is not coming out, similar perhaps to our Shabbos lamp. Ein lo klimai, what happens if he can't do that? Amalei osur, the ruling that he gave him is that it's forbidden. The Rishonim wonder exactly if that's the final ruling and why, but what you do see from this Gemara very clearly is that even though lighting for personal need was totally permitted, I don't mean lighting, but extending a fire from one place to the other, we don't actually strike the match, we extend the fire from an existing flame, and that's totally permitted. If you wanted the equivalent, let's say, of putting out a light in a room in order to sleep, its equivalent would be lighting a fire so that you could read something. And you would be allowed to take from an existing fire to light a candle and move it to a room that's until now dark in order that you could read in that room. Lighting would have been permitted in the same type of case, but extinguishing is forbidden. Extinguishing typically is not the cooking method that was permitted on Yom Tov, and it doesn't get extended to other areas. There's a fascinating shaila in contemporary poskim. If you have a choice between lowering the flame under a pot in order that it should cook correctly, you don't want to burn your food, or alternatively, lighting a different flame on a different setting. We're talking, in this case, about a gas stove that's working off a pilot or electric ignition, but you are able to control it so that it doesn't electric ignition and instead you're able to kindle it from a different flame. So the bottom line question, am I allowed to lower the flame for the benefit of the food, or am I obligated to light a different flame at the correct setting and move the pot from one to the other? Without issuing a practical ruling, but for the structure of Take 10 for Talmud, to appreciate the Shaila. The Shaila is that extinguishing is generally not permitted. It's only permitted for actual cooking when necessary. And therefore, some poskim allow it. You're allowed to lower the flame. It's a cooking need. While others say, you have an easy alternative. Set a different fire at the setting that you need. And therefore, you would not have to extinguish. Clearly, the basis of the machlokes is because lighting or extending a fire and extinguishing are in two different leagues as far as what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Lighting a fire, extending a fire, is much more clearly permitted than extinguishing. And we see the way the Gemara plays out when it asks, can I put out a light in order that I can go to sleep? Or as we described here, fatashmish, you're not allowed to put out the light in simple terms. And there would be all kinds of solutions suggested in order to solve the situation. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.